Well, this is our first week back from vacation. Does it seem like, y'all, we've been back to work for 2 weeks?
Not really. 5 days.
Really?
No.
Yeah, it seems like a week.
Like a long week. Maybe because my Monday was like two days worth and ended in an emergency room with
a horrible golf injury.
Crying and doctor taking a grain of sand out of my eye. Maybe that's what made this week seem so long. But we do have the Final Four this weekend. Next week is Masters Week. It's going to be a big few days here on the ticket. And up next, it's Boom in the House. Our crosstalk is brought to us by Crest Cadillac and Soda Weight Loss.
Bam.
Donovan.
Bam.
And Mike. And we're going to get some picks of the poll today.
Robart.
Or are we just going to get Robart?
Hello.
They're not in there yet.
And they're not.
They're just getting in.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Well, we are a little early.
We are a little early.
Yeah. I'm passing.
In fairness to them, we are.
Oh, my God. We're going?
Yeah, we're going right now.
Hey, dudes.
Let's do it live.
We
had the time change last night. Caught you guys by surprise.
That's right.
7 minutes.
We sprang forward.
We ignored it. Sorry.
That's okay.
What's up?
Stan.
No, I was asking if you're going to get picks of the poll today.
Love it.
We do have plenty of Norm today. I don't know if we even discussed if there'd be picks of the poll, but I certainly imagine there will be because he is still ablaze with his NCAA picks. So, yeah, I think at 10:50, give or take, we will have picks of the poll.
Okay.
Mike, can I interest you in a high serial number, Rui Hachimura?
Oh, you guys stop it.
How high? We're talking right near the top.
Pretty high.
Right near the top. Yeah, my Boban collection is not appreciating as we speak. But look, and some people are like trying to jump on us for our apprehension right now. But look, if you had just gotten PAX, as we discussed from the beginning, those people are still making tons of bread.
Yes, that's the key.
Right. Now, ambitious.
It's to not be you guys.
I have made...
You're sacrificing for the P1s.
Obviously.
Yeah, we're figuring it out so the P1s don't have to.
Yeah. You don't think the first 10 people that started putting money into the New York Stock Exchange had some ups and downs?
Exactly.
Those are trailblazers.
Yeah,
yes, we are.
Sound a little childish.
We're the trailblazers.
It was a little childish.
Of the future. Yes, the pack thing is still profitable, though. And as am I, Junior. I can honestly say I've not lost money doing this. So
okay, good.
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good.
It's more than Junior can say.
Do you guys ever play the...
I'm a little down right now, but I'm okay. I'm long. I'm long this whole game. I was excited to hear that Michael Jordan was an investor now.
Right. Huge.
So there are going to be some Jordan moments, you know, soon, and who knows what those will go for. But it gives the market some more credibility.
Exactly. God, that will be cool, though.
Exactly.
Did you guys ever highlight the April Fool's Open yesterday? On the anniversary?
Well, we did it there in the mix with you, if you'll recall that exciting moment. Yeah, we did.
I didn't get to hear it.
No, remember, Jer tried to send us a break early, and then he stopped the music and actually played it.
Oh, I didn't hear that, because I guess we got...
I believe that all happened. Yeah, the five-year anniversary of the greatest laugh in ticket history.
After one of the greatest putts, missed putts, in
like
ticket history.
Working a volume pedal on Groobs' voice.
Was that just a random P1 that got the video of it, and then we synced it all up in that the edit that's been tweeted out?
Yeah, I think so. There were a lot of people rolling that day that showed up to the course.
Your laugh is obviously the centerpiece, and it's just the most priceless laugh ever. But very close to that is Corby's super high-pitched giggle because he's just laughing at you.
Yes.
Yeah, right.
He didn't know what's happening.
He didn't see what happened.
He's just laughing anyway. It's so great.
Yeah, he was two holes away just laughing.
And then I think he proclaimed that he was dying for something that he didn't even see. I'm dying.
But it's even funnier because he's trying to paint the picture in his head of what is just killed George Dunham.
Right.
It's like, it has to be good.
Mike had the funny line of, I guess it's a 25, not a 24, or whatever the score was.
Because I realized I'd made the mistake of taking the ball there, and I had to get the ball back to George real quick.
Oh, that's good stuff.
Not much from Jer.
Hang in there, Jer.
I'm sorry, Jer.
Look at him. He's slump shoulder again.
Sorry. Hang in there, Jer.
I don't think he minds it. I think deep down you like that moment, Jeremy.
All right, we got to go so you guys can have a big show.
Well, it's pretty early, but...
Yeah, we're really early. Fine, I'll play it.
That's okay.
Oh, okay, good.
5,
fifth hole here at Prairie Lakes. On the way, it's short. It's short.
Hey, breaking news on number five. Mike Miner teeing off on the difficult par five. The same hole that I believe Jeremy just made a 22 on. Sounds like a 23.
What happened? Jeremy just left the chart for 3 inches away. I have never seen that in my life. Oh my God! Is that a 23, Jer? He left it short from 3 inches away.
I don't think George is doing well.
Oh, I'm sorry, Jer.
I'm having a heart attack.
I'm laughing at your expense, but that is the funniest thing I think I've ever witnessed.
That is, you know what that is? That is an accidental, perfect symphony.
Yes, it is. Yeah.
Of two of my favorite laughs, George's and Corby's, and they were both just, it was honest and it was, you know, spur of the moment, and it was just perfect. Unexpected.
And I do think Corby tried, through his laughter, to ask what happened.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. I've never heard that before.
And when you hear Corby, just picture him standing there staring at a tree. Like, he saw nothing. He's just standing on a hill. He's just standing on a hill laughing hard.
Like, what happened?
And again, because people, I'm sure, are mad right now that we're replaying this. I wasn't laughing at the fact that Jeremy missed a 3-inch putt. I was laughing at the fact that it was short and it was so fast, and then he stomped.
The stomp.
Like he almost had it, and it was just such a quick jab stroke. The whole thing was so cartoon. I've never seen such a human cartoon in my life.
Jer, I wish you a happy Easter, buddy.
I do wish. I love Jer. I love Jer so much. And he gave me my greatest golf moment ever. That will never be outdone, Jer.
Pure magic.
You're the best.
5 years ago and one day. Love it.
All right. You guys have a great show.
All right, boys.
And a great weekend. That's Donnie and Mike and a little bit of Norm coming up next. We're back Monday morning, 5:30 on The Ticket, maybe.